We have CDs out front. We got a little wristband out there. It's got Nehemiah 8 and 10. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. They're $1 apiece. And a lot of folks buy them for their Sunday school classes. Real quickly, got a friend in Knoxville, got a son in trouble. You got one of these. She called, emailed me a couple of weeks ago and said, Ernie, you got some more of these. It's been the best thing he's had. He's never taken it off. And all the lettering's gone. I'm glad this evening, folks, that the joy of the Lord is what keeps us going. Listen to Brother Leonard as I sing Brother Leonard's song. Sitting by the window on a cold and cloudy day, an old man does the best he can just to pass the time away. The hand of death has taken his wife of many years. Tears stream down his weathered face, looking at an empty chair. She was his loving sweetheart, a precious gift from God. They serve the Lord so faithfully through all the miles they trod. He never thought he'd be alone, that she'd always be there. But now he sits and longs for home, looking at an empty chair.
God gives grace to fill an empty chair. When loved ones leave, he promised he'll be there. We'll meet again in heaven, in a place that he's prepared.
And thank our Savior for the grace that filled an empty chair. Now here's a good part. One day up in heaven, a search was made for all. A sacrifice was needed because of man's great fall. The Son of God prepared to leave to pay the price alone. Left his father sitting there, looking at an empty throne. He came down to a manger, grew up to be a man, laid down his life on Calvary, according to God's plan. Satan thought that he was finished, that death had sealed his doom. But 3 days later, Satan sat looking at an empty tomb.
God gives grace to fill an empty chair. When loved ones leave, he promised he'll be there. In a place that he's prepared.
And thank our Savior for the grace that filled an empty chair.
We'll be again in heaven, in a place that he's prepared.
And thank our Savior for the grace that filled and in to you.